Edge Radio On Demand is made possible by Profile Coffee, located at 15 Portwalk Place in downtown Portsmouth, and online at ProfileCoffeeBar.com. Rediscover coffee at Profile Coffee.
I just remember when I was a kid walking home from school in 67, and the Boston Herald had just started printing the Herald with color. And every day they would have the Red Sox, the sock on the front of the Herald. But I wanted to say that back when I was a kid, there was Brady Ford, which is still the Ford dealership. I met your wife, Jim Longboard's wife, and Mike Andrews' wife. They were at a book sign, not a book signing, but a signing.
Yeah. The wives were very close.
Yeah.
By the way, you were young when I played?
Yeah.
I had to get...
I just want to say that I'm Mort Schmidt. I was at the last game of the season, 1967, when you caught the last out there. And I was,
yeah.
And if anybody's seen it, I can point to the head that's my head running on the field.
You're not the guy that stole my hat, were you?
Might have been.
Son of a gun.
Anyway, you had some great stories. I wonder... Did you play with Bill Lee, and you have a Bill Lee story?
Did I play with Bill Lee? Yes, Bill Lee. Well, it's he was at first Bill Lee was quiet, very quiet. In fact, he would pitch in the bullpen, start out in the bullpen, and always seemed like he was the first guy on the bus to go back to the hotel, and he's reading, and guys came on the bus and says, "What the hell are you doing? We don't read books." And he starts to say, "Well, you know, the moon and the stars and the galaxies, what the heck's he talking about?" Yeah, okay. So he eventually got a chance to start a game, and he had a great game. Well, all the press were, that was the beginning of Spaceman, because he explained something about the ball. I don't know. Everybody was, and they're laughing and all that. And then, you know, they loved it. And then he kept on. He got into starting rotation for good. It was a very good pitcher, by the way. But, stories, I didn't hang out with Bill. But, I mean, Bill in the late 70s, I think he was part of the Buffalo Heads group of guys. Who, it was Bill Lee, Bernie Carbo, Jim Willoughby, Reggie Cleveland, and I think, what's the pitcher? He gave up the home run to Bucky Dent, Mike Torres. Yeah, they were called the Buffalo Heads, and they hung around together. And one day, we're in the hotel, and Don Zimmer's next to me. And we're waiting to go up in the elevator. All of a sudden, the elevator door opens and whoosh. I mean, what a smell. I've never smelled that in my life. The five guys came out and they were, feeling pretty good. I said, "What the hell's going on here?" Well, and we found out, and that's why, that was the beginning with Zimmer and Bill Lee. Of course, Zimmer was old school. You had to be, you know, the game or nothing else. And Lee was the new school, very new. And he was, he did what he wanted. And then when they traded Bernie, they took all his stuff out of the locker, and he was going to quit. Then he challenged Haywood Sullivan to a fight. He's in the paper. Haywood Sullivan was like 6'5", about 280, right? He was a general manager. He used to squish him. And but Bill, it was stuff like that. You know, he's a character. He's just flamboyant. I mean, he wears that ugly uniform. You ever see that uniform with? Jeez. And when he had the beard, you know, we thought he was the abominable snowman coming from Vermont. But he was a character, but he was a very good pitcher. I will say that. A lot of ground balls and double plays. So, yeah. Any other questions? Yes.
I had the pleasure of working with Rico. Many years ago, I was at Channel 7. I was the public affairs director. And I was... I was responsible for the production of the United Cerebral Palsy Telephone, which was a 24-hour live television program. Can you imagine how boring that was? But anyway, Rico used to come every